dictation for Melinda Coffin, COFFIN, February 475, addresses a letter to Dr. Eisenman, EISENMANN, at Ninke, NIMKEE Clinic, 775-4682. Dear Dr. Eisenman, a follow-up for Mrs. Coffin. With a renal transplant. Number three, with a prior history of Henoch, H-E-N-O-C-H, Sean Lane, S-C-H-O-E-N-L-I-E-N, glomerulonephritis. This is a cadaveric renal transplant from October 2009. I haven't seen her since last year, May. There is progressive elevated creatinine. There has been some skin cancer, basal type, right upper shoulder, for what she's going to have surgical removal, checking of the borders for potential further debridement. She's compliant with medications. She denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or decreasing urination. Good urinary output without cloudiness or blood. No gross edema, claudication, no gross chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, nor hypopnea PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph. She also complains that the prior site of AV fistula on the left upper extremity appears full. However, the left hand, however, is not swollen. She feels some fullness on the face, neck, but no headaches, is not affecting breathing or swallowing, nor rash. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight prednisone, tacrolimus, and everolimus, E-V as in Vitor, E-R-O-L-I-M-U-S. Cholesterol treatment, antiviral, HCTC with potassium replacement and triamterene. T as in today, R-I-A-M-T-E-R-E-N-E. Next paragraph, blood pressure today is running high, 130 over 102. She is alert, oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no kidney transplant tenderness, no lower extremity edema. The left arm where prior fistula was located, some fullness but no inflammatory changes, dryness of both hands but no cyanosis or clubbing, fullness of the neck but no inflammatory changes, no edema of eye, nasal, or mucosal compromise. She's alert, oriented, time 3, no respiratory distress, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine for the last 1 year has been slowly progressive. Used to be 1 or below, at the most 1.1. Now has been between 1.3 and 1.4. The most recent one is today, 1.53, with a low sodium, low potassium, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, normal glucose, no activity in the urine for blood or protein, normal cell count and differential, pending levels of tacrolimus as well as everolimus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 3, renal transplant, deceased donor 2009. Next number, progressive chronic kidney disease within the last 9 months to a year, awaiting levels of tacro, everolimus, no activity in the urine for active glomerulonephritis. We might need to do a renal biopsy, an ultrasound to rule out obstruction. Next number, progressive hypertension, not very well controlled. That needs to be updated at home. We need to have most likely blood pressure medications. This is at the same time as kidney function is progressively getting worse. We will make sure that the ultrasound also do a Doppler of the renal artery. Next number, skin cancer from immunosuppressants. Next number, low potassium from diuretics, no evidence of gastrointestinal bleeding. Next number, normal nutrition. Next number, normal calcium phosphorus. Next number, normal acid base. Next number, normal hemoglobin. Next number, monitor question, neck facial edema, presently no symptoms. Next number, basal cell carcinomas indicated above, surgery in the near future. All issues discussed at length with the patient, come back in 4 months.